Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Said to you, Benji, this is my show. You're my guest. You're here for a positive, fun time. We're not here to hurt anybody. And we're friends, and we love for and care for each other.
Check, 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 check. I'm on it. Friends. Nothing mean to say about anybody.
This is just a place for love and fun and a good time.
Well, you're just like this bursting creative outlet, and why would I want to get in the way of that?
Thank you.
This is your party, Esther.
This is the party. To be at. I did just wake up from a nap. Naps are my poison and I feel drugged. So it's going to be a slow start. Not a surprise. Benji Aflalo is our guest today. I'm going to be a really great interviewer. I'm going to be a great host. Better than he deserves. Better than...
Wait. You just gave a whole thing about how we're friends and we're going to be nice and you're already telling me I don't deserve a good interviewer?
Well...
See, if you're telling me this is all about being nice... And I got to be nice, and you're already taking shots at me.
It wasn't a shot. It was just I feel like once you get around a microphone and I'm nearby, you just have this instinct to destroy.
That's not true. I'm very supportive of you. We go on stage together sometimes. It usually goes over well. I'm not out to destroy you. I'm trying to be a good performer here. Trying to make everyone happy. Trying to entertain.
You know, I'm still recovering from what you did to me last night. And it's hard.
Why don't you tell everybody what it was I did to you last night?
Well, I went to a show to perform, and Benji was there, and I just eaten dinner, and he said, come with me to my car, and I followed him to his car, and he gave me a sandwich, not just any sandwich.
I gave her a cookie sandwich and a Thin Mint.
A large Thin Mint.
It was a large Thin Mint.
And a generously frosted cookie sandwich.
Yeah, it was two cookies with frosting in it. I had one earlier. It was really good, and I knew you'd want one, and so I brought you one. Why does that make me a bad person?
You know why, Benji.
Esther has an eating disorder, and so I get her snacks because it's fun.
I don't even have an eating disorder. I just have you as a friend.
That's not true. You have an eating disorder. I have an eating disorder, too, which is unusual for a heterosexual male.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Is there something you want to tell people?
Hi, I'm Benji, and I'm fat.
And what else? What else? You know.
Esther likes when I say I'm gay, so I'll say it. I'm gay.
Benji's gay. He's looking for hot
guys. I'm gay, everybody. Pretty gay over here.
And what, you're fat?
I'm a fat gay guy. I'm a fat gay
now,
guy.
It's approximately...
I tried out a new joke last night. Did you hear it?
No, I left because I was tired middle of my nighttime routine when I performed.
Doing things for people is your pet peeve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out for my set, Esther.
Benji, I'm sorry. I didn't know... You know how tired I was. I came in the middle of being almost asleep.
I had to force Esther to do her spot last night because she's lazy.
No, it's... the late spots.
And then when I called her and said, hey, there's a crowd here, she came and bumped me.
No, I texted you and was like, hey, I'm coming. I had decided that I was coming.
I ate shit pretty bad.
You did?
I didn't do well. Oh, and guess what? I'm up there right when the light goes on. I'm like trying to get off. It was like weird. There's like European people talking the whole time. And like, I can't even be like, hey, can you stop talking? Because it's like they don't speak English, but they're just having a conversation in a foreign language. Set goes really weird. I do my whole thing. I go, all right, who's next? And from the back, Jeff Ross goes, Bob Saget. And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. And then it was Bob Saget in the middle of the night who came on stage. It was really funny.
Did he remember you?
No, he didn't. I filmed a pilot with Bob Saget once. And I said that as I shook his hand. I said, I was in Raising Dad. I had a couple lines.
What'd he say?
He goes, oh, I thought at first you said we did a couple lines. And then I realized what you were saying. That's what he said.
How was he?
Very funny. He didn't go on stage that long. He was just sort of introing Jeff because Jeff likes to go on late at night. But he did some jokes. He was very funny.
That's cool. Yeah. When I was leaving, I saw Jeff Ross and Bob Saget in the parking lot.
I heard he just had a special Bob Saget and that it was funny. That's what I heard.
Oh. I heard he was going through a breakup.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he can handle it.
Yeah.
He's seen some breakups. I bet you once you're that age and you break up with somebody, it's just got to be a huge joke.
What do you mean?
Like if you're in your 50s and you're successful and you're just like single and you already have kids, it's just got to be a huge joke.
I don't think he has kids. Do you?
I think he has kids. Yeah, he does have kids.
Oh. I don't have any kids.
I'm just saying.
Do you have kids?
Do I have kids?
Yeah.
No. I don't think I can. I might not ever have kids.
Oh, you'll have kids.
I've been thinking about a Jewish girl lately. I've never really dated a Jewish girl and I'm thinking maybe I should try it.
Have you had sex with a Jewish girl?
Yes.
I'm trying to think if I know her.
You don't.
Oh.
But I've had sex
with a girl who
works
at the weed store?
She's half Jewish and raised in Arizona, so she's definitely not Jewish.
Right. I think you'll have kids, because usually when you meet a babe, I mean, you put it all in real quick.
This is the thing, is I like babes, and I end up with the babe, and then they get over me. I think babes, like, I tend to date girls who are, like, from the Midwest and used to be cheerleaders, and then they'll date me for a little bit because I'm, like, another notch on their pom-pom belt or whatever, and or their sash, and I think deep down these hot Midwest girls really want like some sort of like football player insurance salesman guy or something, you know what I mean?
Maybe, but I do think you're not a notch on their pom-pom belt. For there's no such thing as a pom-pom belt.
Girls have like a Sex in the City mentality, and I think they're like, oh, well, now I'm dating a comic, and now I'm dating a hedge fund guy, and now I'm dating an artsy guy. And like, they just look at guys like these things where it's just like, I'm going to date this kind of guy now. And they see me, he's like, oh, the funny Jewish comic, I'm going to date him for a little, and he'll take me to restaurants.
I think that guys are more like that than girls are. Guys are like, I'm going to date the super babe. I'm going to date the little chubby Jew that thinks she's funny.
No one ever says that.
Well, they say things like that.
I've never said that, thought it, or saw that through.
You just said Jewish girl. That's on your way.
I'm thinking about
chubby
it, but I didn't
Jewish
say...
girl who thinks she's funny, and I'm
that's true. That's true. But hopefully not a chubby.
You
Jewish
have three
girl.
Friends who've said that.
I've had what?
You've had three childhood friends.
Oh,
have
right.
that thought cross their
Can
mind?
Can I say that on the mic?
Sure.
A lot of my friends. Every time there was. If Esther's ever in between relationships and I introduce her to like one of my childhood friends, they'll eat her asshole out within like a few hours. I can say that, right?
I guess.
I asked. Yeah, my friend Julian ate her asshole. And I think, did he give you a yeast infection?
No, Benji.
He went to ass to vag. And I think I remember you getting a yeast infection.
Oh my God.
And then...
That was on Christmas.
Then there was Aaron. She was dating my friend Aaron and she was like not into him. And then he bought her stuff and got her a haircut. And she was like, I like Aaron. And their relationship took off.
It wasn't a relationship. He did say one day we were at dinner or something. He like picked me up. And we were eating lunch, I think. And he was like, you look like you need a haircut. And then he took me to get a haircut. And then I did. I've liked him for a while. I thought maybe there was something there, and it just didn't end up working out. That's fine. It was like a very...
Anybody else?
It was just a couple weeks.
Anybody else besides Aaron and Julian?
I mean, do we have to name them?
I mean, they're going to listen to this.
Well, that's not the reason I'm worried. I just don't want to be taunted with these names later.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know if there was anyone else. I feel like there was, but I can't
We think. Can change the subject. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. One time I ate a girl's ass and I threw up after.
No, you didn't.
I swear.
Who's?
Dana.
Who's Dana? Oh my God, that blonde girl that hangs at the comedy store.
Yeah, I ate her ass and I threw up. I'd never eaten ass before, and everyone at the comedy store is like, you gotta eat ass, bro. That's pretty much the mentality.
Why?
There. Well, there's a lot of reasons
why. I'm now thinking of who else ate my ass. Who's your friend? My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wait, why do people tell you that you have to eat asses?
Well, there's a lot of philosophies behind it. One of them is, if you eat a girl's ass, she'll never leave you. Or she'll leave you for... If you don't eat her ass, she'll leave you for a guy who will. I've heard that. Also, I think it's like, and I'm not into ass stuff. I'm just saying that I'm not necessarily subscribing to any of these. This is just what I hear. This is the buzz.
Right.
Also, I think there's sort of like a sense of ownership over a woman that a man wants to have, where if he conquers all her holes, then it's like, yeah, that's mine. Because if you bump into a guy who's done it, and then you're like, oh, I've been dating her 3 years, and this random Joe who I'm bumping into at Chevron or something has banged my lady's butthole and I haven't. And I think
Now you're talking about butt sex. You're not talking about licking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just talking about butts in general, I guess.
Okay, because there's a big difference, I feel.
Oh, okay.
Because butt sex, it's like most guys want that. That's like a thing.
I don't. I'm 100% sure I don't want it.
Well, you know what, Benji?
Maybe I will later. Maybe I'll get bored one day and I'll be in a relationship a long time and I'll want a fucking asshole.
Benji,
but for now, I don't.
I specifically remember a time in our friendship where you were obsessed with having anal sex.
That's not true at all.
Yes, there was an article floating around that you were passing along to friends that you wanted to have butt sex. You were talking about it with all of our friends.
I was meaning it jokingly. I've never...
Admit that you were, there's a time where you were very curious.
I do not remember this. And you know what, Esther? Only time will tell. I've never had butt sex and I probably never will. So you can say whatever you want to about me and my anal career, but haven't and won't. Thank you, Benji.
I do remember it was a small amount of time. I almost feel like it was Sandy or Steph who had like passed on this article that you sent them about wanting to have butt sex.
Maybe it was just I liked the article. It doesn't mean...
No, we had like a stint. But I'm not saying you did it.
Ridiculous.
I'm not saying you did it. Remember when your girlfriend got mad at you because I almost ate her dessert?
Yeah.
Remember when I broke into your apartment? At your house?
Yeah, you've broken in.
You know what's really sad about you?
Huh?
Is that one time I broke into your house and I walked into your bedroom... And the lights were on, and the TV was very loud, and the computer was open in your lap, and you were asleep with your mouth open. And it was really sad to see. You looked like a sick drug addict.
I am a sick drug addict.
What's your drug of choice?
Food, weed, maybe a lager here and there.
Yeah, you've got problems. Huh?
I always say if they sold heroin at Whole Foods, I'd be dead.
You're such a little...
Whatever you can get at Whole Foods to... make you pass out, that's what I'm into.
Ugh, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
You're an enabler.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't want to be a spectator in this life. I'm here to enable. I'm trying not to enable. I'll tell you what I did today. I recently hurt my shoulder, as you know, and the doctor gave me a ton of muscle relaxers and painkillers, and I don't like that stuff at all. And
did you try any of it?
I did, but I only took them for like a couple days, and I took one of each. And today I was like, I should just find some loser who likes pills and give them to them, and they'll waste their life with these. And instead I was like, you know what, that's wrong, and I flushed all the pills down the toilet.
Oh, so now they're in our water supply.
Oh, come on.
That's a thing.
That's not a thing.
They say that you're not supposed to flush your pills down the toilet. I know you did that to be dramatic, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, it made me feel like Sharon Stone in Casino or something.
You love that reference.
Yeah, I love Sharon Stone.
She does not look good.
I'm sure she looks fine. Don't diss Sharon. Don't be one of those girls, Esther.
I'm not one of those girls.
I'm just joking.
You know I'm not.
I'm joking.
I just saw
recent
photo.
Who else I love? Jenny Garth. She looks good.
Who's Jenny Garth?
Come on, Kelly from 90210.
I don't know that stuff.
Oh, you're too young?
Yeah.
You don't watch 90210?
No, I hear you have a big 30th birthday coming up. What are your plans?
30th? I don't know. Should I get crazy?
I hear you're going to get yourself a new website.
Oh, ha ha. I don't know. Yeah, I might get a website. I want like a legit website for my 30th birthday. I don't know. That's retarded. I've been thinking about throwing a big party. I don't usually throw parties for myself.
Whoa.
Because I'm not into birthdays. I don't say happy birthday to people.
It's a shame though, because you have all those friends.
Oh, ha ha. I do have friends.
I don't say happy birthday to people either. I'm totally on board with you, by the way.
You don't need real friends when you have beachside property, playa.
Oh, right. Your grandparents' house in Malibu.
Right. I was thinking of throwing a party there.
Do you want to tell people what happened on your last birthday that we shared together? The one that ended our friendship for 6 months?
I don't remember.
Berkeley?
Oh, right. I don't think they care. I think that's just funny to us.
Oh.
We went on a trip to Berkeley, and this is a whole story.
I mean,
it's
makes
my birthday.
You look like a piece of shit, though.
It does.
Even though
it's
your birthday, it makes you look bad.
It's my birthday, and we're going to Berkeley to do a show together, and Esther and Sandy are useless pieces of crap, so they don't have a car. And I'm also a useless piece of crap, so I don't either at the time. So I have to borrow my mom's car on my birthday to drive to Berkeley with him. The plan is we go to Berkeley, we get a hotel room, which was paid for, and we shower, we do our show, we sleep there, and then we drive home the next day. We get there, I'm really gross, I haven't showered that morning.
You ate a fried chicken meal?
I ate bad food, so I need a shower after I eat bad food, especially if I have a show. I don't have a chance at a show. If I eat bad food before and don't shower, I'm just screwed.
Yeah, if you don't shower after a meal, you're just like, you can't function. And that's the flaw of the story, not what I did. Anyway, keep going.
Anyways, to make a long story short, turns out they had no intentions of actually sleeping in Berkeley. And they wanted to drive back in the middle of the night from Berkeley all the way to LA and pocket the hotel money. But they didn't want to tell me because they think that I don't need the money and that I would veto this idea to pocket the hotel money.
Exactly.
Whereas
true.
They need the money.
Exactly true.
It's not true. Instead, I had to shower at a gross gym in Berkeley. Do you know how gross that is? A gym in Berkeley? It was disgusting. And I had to buy women's flip-flops and shower with weirdo Berkeley people. There wasn't a nice gym anywhere in Berkeley.
Also to note, you didn't do a second of driving. It was all Sandy who drove, but you were still mad.
Yeah, I'm not fucking driving when you're lying to me in my mom's car on my birthday. Sandy watched me pack a bag that morning, knowing that we weren't sleeping there. On my birthday, just watched me. I'm going to go borrow this guy's mom's car on his birthday, and I'm watching him pack a bag for a sleepover that ain't happening. Those are the kind of friends I have. I don't like you guys. Why'd you bring this story up? And then I heard Sandy talking shit about me when he pocket dialed me the other day. I have the worst friends.
Wait, can I just say...
I don't have any good friends.
Benji, can I just say to you, you know that my normie friends,
Benji, I don't know about them either.
I've been a good friend lately. We've had our shady rough
patch. Yeah,
paths.
We've been good lately.
Yeah, we've been on a good track.
You yelled at me like, I think 6 weeks ago, you came over with Carlos.
What?
You were having writer insecurity.
Oh, was that at your place? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fine. But since then, when it's just you and I...
Yeah, we're doing good lately.
Yeah. We're fine. But yes, there was an incident with Sandy recently.
It's only because we're so we're so wrapped up in ourselves that we don't fight anymore. Before we only had relation. Now it's just all me, me, me. So yeah, not as much fighting. We've had some fights.
Yeah. Though the Berkeley thing was really the major falling out.
That was a bad fight. That really pissed me off.
Yeah.
But you've been worse to me. I just reacted strongest that day.
Yeah.
When have you been worse to me?
I mean, you've been bad to me. We went through a phase where we used to, like, you would make plans with me and I would be at your house and you'd never, you were nowhere to be found.
That's because you push and you push. And
okay.
You push so hard, I have no choice but to say yes if you want to come over. It's not like I'm flaking on you. You're flaking on yourself.
This was... back in the day.
You forced plans on
me. I mean, there was a time where that house that you used to have, the door was just always open and people were just living there that you didn't even know.
That's not true.
I once walked in on two of our friends having sex and like they were cool with it. At your brother's house.
Oh, when I was out of town.
No, you were there.
I was there?
Yeah.
Where were people having sex?
In a bedroom.
Sandy and Katie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine. Yeah, they were having sex there. Sandy and Katie sex, what do you think that's like?
Well, I know.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, actually.
New topic.
Okay.
It's your show. Ask me a question. Don't
I will.
Say into the microphone. Jeez.
Benji.
I'm joking.
Calm down.
Calmer than you are.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about how you have no real problems because your parents are really rich? Or do you want to talk about how...
That's bullshit and hyperbole, son.
Do you want to talk about any experiences in comedy?
My inexperiences?
Any experiences in comedy?
Yeah, there's lots of things I haven't experienced. Lots of festivals I'd like to go to. I've got managers pushing to get me things that won't come. No.
You were writing on The Burn for 2 seasons.
Heck yes, I was.
Do you want to talk about that show?
Oh, it's an amazing show. It's hopefully coming back soon for a 3rd season. It's a really funny writer's room. David Feldman's in there. Mike Ferrucci, Guy Nicolucci, Tony Hinchcliffe, Sarah Tiana, Jesse Joyce.
You wanted to be a writer for a long time and it finally happened for you.
I really did get lucky. It was what I really wanted. Oftentimes I'm like, I'm getting exactly what I wanted. And now I'm like, well, now I got to like want other stuff because
yeah.
This is okay. But just me and my bungalow here.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I feel like if I want something, I can get it. I just need to want something.
Yeah. You got to kind of push yourself a little because even sometimes I'll find myself getting offers to do things and part of me is like, why would I want to do that? That's stupid. And then I'm like, don't be an idiot. Like, just do stuff and learn and like make money.
Well, I feel like you benefit from this new like positive thinking thing because you're a pretty negative person. You spend a lot of time in your apartment eating food and not leaving and having stomach aches and taking naps and watching TV and making messes. Now, how do you find yourself getting out of that pattern that you're in so often?
Generally, I'm so crippled by other people's judgment that it forces me to break out of those habits that are so much part of me.
What does that mean?
It means that, like, yes, I sit at home and I do nothing and don't leave the house and just eat snacks and watch baseball and do fantasy baseball stuff. And I really go into this very degenerative world that only exists to me.
I love it when you use that word.
But once I have... You know, once I have something to do and I know I can't like show up to work like an idiot and I have to be like well rested and can't be like stoned or something, the judgment of other people looking at me if I were an idiot and not prepared is kind of what keeps me going.
Would you almost consider that as a way of just bombing in real life and not on stage? So you're just afraid to bomb in real life?
That's a good... Yeah, bombing in real life sucks. And bombing on stage sucks, but when you bomb in real life, it's a little more real.
Have you ever?
Bombed in real life?
Yeah. Can you think of something like that that's happened?
Like in my professional career?
Anything, yeah. I can think of it.
Yeah, I bomb in my real life all the time.
What are some examples?
When I was really young, this is more butthole stuff, but I tried to finger a girl and I missed and I fingered her butthole. That was the first time I tried to finger a chick. So that was my first huge bomb. And now the whole camp found out and everyone made fun of me. Other huge bombs.
When I was in high school, I had like a lead in one of the plays for the first time and it was a huge deal to me. And I remember they were like, okay, you have to have your lines memorized by the Saturday rehearsal. And I thought to myself, like Thursday, Friday night, I was like, come on, there's no way I'm going to have my lines memorized by Saturday. And I just didn't. And then everyone else did and I'm sad. I don't know what I was thinking. And then it was so humiliating and I like got yelled at. And then during the lunch break, I was just like, I didn't do anything. I just learned all the lines in an hour because I was so scared. Like bombing in real life like is a lesson. Like you learn because you're just so scared of what happens.
Yeah, you need those lessons. You need to know what all that is because that way you know not to do it.
It's like whatever the thing is, like showing up naked or whatever they say in real life.
Success stands on the rubble of failure.
What are some other bombs I'd love to hear about? Especially if there's anything to do with you embarrassing yourself in front of your family.
One time I went to a wedding and I forgot my pants, and it was like my really like rich friend's wedding, and I'm already like the like poor idiot.
When was this?
Like a few years ago. And I showed up with no pants, and I was like at a Ritz-Carlton and everything's all fancy, and I ended up borrowing a pair of pants from like one of the waiter people. And I got fitted like behind the scenes of a hotel into pants that don't fit me. But it actually all worked out. But I missed the ceremony, but I made it to the dinner.
Where was this?
The Ritz in Laguna.
Oh. Forgetting your pants.
And I called the dry cleaners and yelled the shit out of them for forgetting my pants.
Oh, they forgot.
When I got home, I found the pants. So I yelled at the dry cleaner for no reason.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I think dry cleaners probably get yelled at a lot. They're used to it.
I feel like I blame, like, Apple when it's, like, my fault a lot.
Oh, you blame Apple?
Yeah.
All right. You gotta take blame, man.
I know, that's what I'm learning.
Like, my friend just hurt my shoulder, and all I'm trying to do is not blame him, even though...
I didn't know your friend... What happened?
I was playing basketball, and my friend ran into my shoulder.
That's how it got hurt?
Yeah. It's like a football injury. My friend ran into me too hard.
Do
He's
I
like
know this
asshole.
Friend? Has he ate
It was
my
Aaron,
ass out?
My friend who you had sex with.
I didn't have sex with him. He ate my ass. And we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But he hurt you. I'm sorry to hear that. I feel partly responsible.
No, you know, we've had a thing... I think we have a thing because Aaron was always like the aggressive bully growing up. And there was one
That's so weird.
He's
not like that sexually. I'm just kidding.
There's one time I was little and he was bullying me and for no reason. And I headbutt him and he like fell to the ground. All his braces got stuck into his mouth.
Gross.
And I like won. And I didn't even get in trouble because the principal knew he was a bully. So it was a big thing. And I think since then, he always resented me. And then one time he like knocked my tooth out. And then this time he separated my shoulder.
That's kind of funny.
No, it's not, Esther. I have permanent dental and shoulder damage.
Do you really have permanent shoulder damage?
I mean, once you separate your shoulder, it's like never the same again.
Did you see a doctor?
I'm going to physical therapy tomorrow.
Are you going with our friend who does physical therapy, Johnny LaQuasto?
I was gonna. He really helped me yesterday, but like I feel like he doesn't really do it. So I didn't want to like bug him because I feel like I need to really like grab this by the horn. He does do it, but I don't know. I just didn't want to bother him.
I really want to know more about like how you turned your life around because I feel like, again, I just can't stress enough what a degenerative scumbag loser I've seen you be. And then you're sort of on a positive path now. I mean, don't you have, like, an issue with, like, smoking weed? Because I feel like I see you
weed,
and you're
yeah.
like, I'm quitting smoking weed. And then an hour later, you're in your bedroom smoking weed.
Yeah, I have a weed problem. I'm addicted. If there were more Marijuana Anonymous meetings, I'm always looking, I'd go. But there aren't enough.
Are there any?
There are some, but I don't know if they'll help me.
Wait,
I don't know.
This is weird because I feel like everyone that smokes weed loves that they smoke weed and wants everyone to smoke weed.
Yeah, no, I'm not like those people.
Why?
And those people drive me bananas.
Can you explain this? Because I don't understand it because I don't smoke weed.
Basically, people who smoke weed love to be proud of it because they're embarrassed of it. And that's why they're so out loud about it. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like I was once talking to a guy and I was saying like, I was talking about how weed makes your breath bad, which is just true. I smoke weed, and if you smoke it, you should have gum. Otherwise, you'll have gnarly weed breath. And this stoner guy was like, yeah, but who cares if your breath smells like weed? Because if other people are cool, their breath will smell like weed. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like stoner pride. I mean, I get it. If you want to be proud of it, be proud of it. But for me, I think it's also that I think I just smoke it too much. That's
what
really
does it
my
do
problem.
To you that fucks you up?
I just smoke too much of it is the deal. Like if I had a productive day and then just smoked weed at night, I'd have no issues with it. But the problem is that I'll smoke weed all day sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the food that puts you over the edge? Because a lot of people don't understand the whole food coma thing.
Usually I think it's once I throw in the dessert on top of, because I'll usually just eat like starchy, salty foods until I can't go anymore.
Right.
And then I'll wait like 10 minutes and then I'll eat dessert and then I'll pass out.
I mean, we've had a lot of these adventures together.
Yeah, food adventures.
One time, when we went to...
You know people hate this, like the whole food people who like food, like they think we're losers.
There's one person I can think of who's like that, and I don't give a shit about that person. But I disagree. I think that...
But the way people look down on hipsters, they look down on people who love food. It's like a...
Well, then chances are that those people are not listening to this podcast, because okay. they know by now.
All right, what were you going to say?
That one time, remember we went to a bakery and... You ordered me like four huge things, and the guy was like, "What did Esther do to deserve this?"
Yeah, but he knew who
you were.
We
didn't even know him.
So. She had a fan who was a baker.
Yeah.
You're really big in the pastry market.
I know.
You got to get in on that. You know what you should do?
What?
Twinkies Hostess just got bought out by this new big company that also owns PBR and like rebranded them. And there's a rumor that they were going to get like Zach Galifianakis, or they're going to try to get Zach Galifianakis to be the face of Twinkies. But I think it could be you. I know you're not as big as ZG, but you should talk to your representation. You could really sell Twinkies. You're like cute little indie chubby girl selling Twinkies.
You're dead on. I'm
you
putting
should talk
it out
management.
There in the world right now.
They're a hip young
podcast.
Company who owns Twinkies now. Not hip young, but one of their
if
their
you're
branding
looking
in
for
thing.
A hip young, slightly chubby, slightly funny.
You could do it.
And you're right.
What if that was it? Would you be satisfied creatively with your life if all you had was podcasts and you were like the Twinkie girl?
Yes.
Like the way there's the T-Mobile girl, you would be that, but for Twinkies.
Emotionally, I would be satisfied.
You would be.
Physically, I would be satisfied.
You couldn't be in a movie or a show because you're known as the Twinkie girl. At least not for a little bit.
I believe in breaking boundaries, and I will do that for this.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I've never heard you say that word in my presence.
I like that. I'm not going to let this Twinkie thing hold me back creatively. I can still be me.
Because I think I've had so many instances where people have said to me, if you do that, then you can't do this. And then I did that anyway in this. So it's like, those are just people that... I went through this a lot with like a lot of career choices I've made of like, if you do one thing, you know, that's going to hold you back. But I don't believe in that anymore. I think it's Bobby Lee that taught me that.
You should reach out to Baby Cakes and be their spokesperson.
I love Baby Cakes. As you know, you fed it to me last night.
Baby
out of
Cakes
the palm
is
of
awesome.
Your hand.
You should talk about, you should just start plugging Baby Cakes and hope they send you stuff.
But see, if they send me stuff, that's a dangerous spiral to be falling down. Do you know what I mean?
Nah,
I mean,
could
it's 4:30 p.m. today and you haven't eaten anything yet because you have an eating disorder. And later today, you're going to be knee deep in cookie dough.
Yeah, so.
Vegan, gluten-free cookie dough. You crazy, crazy man.
I don't eat
man.
Cookie dough. That's your thing.
You're right.
Don't project. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Air One, get a salad, get some chicken tenders or something, some baby cake stuff.
I hope I'm at your side.
Do you want to?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
My place is so disgusting right now. It's insane.
It can't be any worse than what it
usually
is.
It's the worst
is.
I've ever seen it. I throw everything everywhere. There's paper towels. My place smells like weed and condiments.
What are you doing?
I'm just watching a lot of baseball, hanging out, eating snacks. Sometimes I think about writing.
Do you say you're a comedian or you're a writer? Or what are you?
It's a really good question.
And when will you be ready to come inside someone?
I was coming in the last girl a lot, but she was on the pill. She dumped me.
Why do you think she dumped you?
I don't know. That, like when people ask me that, I'm like, what do you want? A list? I could give you a list. I can't name one thing. It wouldn't be really doing me justice. You got to give you a list. You want a list?
Yeah.
Probably. I'll start with just things that are wrong with me. I don't think she was really into sex with me. She complained
Why?
A lot.
What would she complain about?
I could only make her come by going down on her and not
That's
with my
so
dick.
So normal.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man, lay off me. But overall, I just felt like she was complaining about sex. I feel like I could have been better. Like, I didn't see her that much. I would only see her like once a week, and we were already
That's
like,
bullshit.
It is, and I should have tried harder, but I was just distracted. I was kind of seeing another girl at the same time, but then eventually that didn't work out. And so, yeah. That's another reason. I think I judged her too much and she like didn't like it because I did it jokingly. Like I didn't, she ate fast food. Like when we first met, she was eating fast food and I was like, that's disgusting. You're disgusting. Don't do that. And then I felt like she held judgment because I told her that, but she stopped eating fast food. That's how it rolls when you date shiksas. It's like, what's the Woody Allen movie? Annie Hall. You date the shiksa, you change her, you make her better, she leaves you. That's life. That's why I think I'm done with shiksas and I need to just meet a Jewish girl who's just, we're both miserable and done.
Oh, I think that's
I'm tired of taking everyone to the cool restaurants and bars and telling them not to eat fast food and then they're better and then they're gone and they know all my cool bars. What was the point of that?
This is very enlightening.
Yeah, go date some meathead who you're really going to end up marrying because you're a shiksa from the Midwest and go have fun at the Yard House and TGIF and you'll never know where my favorite wine bar is. You shouldn't have even started. But like I said, I'm just another notch on the sash.
To be fair, your favorite brownie is at Yard House.
I love the Yard House. I'm not trying to diss Yard House, but I can show you more than that. That's the point.
Yeah, man. You really got it tough draw.
That's what the shiksas do, man. That's what they do.
What about those Midwest girls you were flying out for a while?
Oh, that was even worse.
Why?
She ended up making out with Chester.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can't hold them sexually, the Midwest girls. They're gonna lose interest. I'm a novelty for a little bit, but eventually, you know, I'm like Cactus Cooler. Cactus Cooler is great, but eventually they're gonna want Pepsi.
I feel like we have a similarity there, maybe.
I know what it is. It's like no one really wants to like invest in someone like us.
Yeah.
We can do a lot. Like you'll date guys and you're probably like the funnest or the funniest mm-hmm. or the this or you're cute or you don't get bitchy when they whatever it is, or I'm good at stuff that most other guys aren't good at. But when it all comes down to it, chances are you don't want us helping you raising your children.
Right.
And whatever impression we will have on your offspring will worsen them.
Right.
And then I think that's what it comes down to. And then they're like, well, maybe I take the safe thing, take the safe guy, take the safe girl, and then at least I can sort of control my baby a little more. Because I know if they're hanging out with this guy, Benj, for too long, I'm going to have miserable children. I'm going to be miserable. Everything's going to suck.
But it's interesting because you are from a strong pedigree of successful people. Your siblings are successful.
Yeah, but success isn't Midwest people. That's not enough for them. Midwest people want to fucking... They don't care about success. Eventually, we're all brainwashed by Disney movies and everyone wants to fall in love with the blah, blah, with the blah, blah. They don't care about how successful and Jewy you are. Right. They might for a little bit and they might marry you if you're really aggressive about it and they might make kids with you, but eventually they will divorce you. You know, I just don't get so aggressive where, like, if I got really aggressive with this last one on Sara a lot, this and that, like, she might be my girlfriend right now, but eventually she'd have that little Midwest itch in her heart that wants to fucking bang fucking Dawson's Creek or something.
Right, or Gaston.
Whatever.
You'll never be Gaston.
No, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I do need a Jewish girl who just is like, oh, okay, fuck it. But I don't know. I've never really dated a Jewish girl.
You've really never dated.
I date.
You've had like a girlfriend.
I've had girlfriends.
Okay.
Weed store girl, we dated off and on for a while. Marie, we dated off and on for a while.
Man, sure do miss
this
Marie.
This last one was like a few months in a row. That was a long time.
Yeah. A few months in a row.
Yeah.
Never heard anyone say that before. That's kind of sad.
I'm sad. I might go to therapy, I think. Everyone goes to therapy. I think I might need it.
Yeah.
Do you? You don't go.
I do. I'm on and off.
You're on and off?
Yeah. I just started up again.
I've done it. It just makes me sad. I always leave sad.
Well,
I never leave like...
You need a different one. Because I have had ones that make me feel sad and ones that make me feel good.
Yeah. But I feel okay with myself. I just feel like maybe there...
Do you feel okay when you look in the mirror?
I do. I feel like
Not a lot of mirrors in your apartment.
No. No. I feel like I get self-conscious about being so alone and then I feel like I need a therapist. To like fix me and make it like, oh, this is why you're alone.
I think it's okay that you're alone.
Yeah, it is. But like, I'm about to be 30 and I've spent so much of my life very alone.
It is so weird and creepy to me that you're going to turn 30. I don't think I can handle it.
It's cool if you don't want to hang out with me anymore.
is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you could just be my 30-year-old friend, you know? There's a place for that.
Isn't your boyfriend's way older than me?
Well.
Oh, is he your boyfriend?
What?
Is it your boyfriend still?
Yeah, but he's different. I met him when he was in his 30s. You're like, you've been my friend in your 20s, and now you're going to be 30, but not a lot has changed.
Kind of means you're getting older.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Oh, don't make that face. It makes you wrinkle a little. Oh, I don't mean anything by it.
I'm fine with aging, and I don't mean to give you a hard time, but it is
it's
funny.
It's not, I'm fine. I don't really care.
It is really funny, though.
I'm hoping it fucking kicks me in the ass a little, and maybe I, like, mature and...
I think it will, but I also think that maybe that's, like, though. An abstract thing that can't really happen.
I don't think I'm really going to start... Well, I feel like in your 30s, it's still sort of hipster ironic to still be an idiot, right? It's like, oh, I'm in my 30s, but I'm still an idiot. Hey-oh! And then when you're in your 40s, you're like, well, I'm in my 40s, so now nothing matters. And then once you're in your 50s, things are sad, but they were kind of sad the whole time.
And then you move to Culver City.
Culver City is where single 50-year-old people go.
I think when you turn 30, you'll have to move east.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully I'll get a big job in Hollywood.
Yeah, cute.
Buy a house. I actually kind of really like my area where I live right now. I think I would
do too.
I would stay there. I definitely want a pool.
Yeah.
But I also like, this is a nice big house. I'd be fine with just a big house and no pool. This is cool to have just a big house. I just don't know what I'd do with it.
I mean, you would leave the door open all the time and we would all hang out there.
Yeah, I guess.
And
I think I'd get a cool house in the hills is what I would do.
That's what you used to have.
Yeah.
Your brother had that.
And it sounds cheesy, and I thought it was cheesy when I had it. But now that I see what my options are, if I were to be able to maybe buy a house, I think I'd do the hills. Because otherwise you have to buy a house for like kids to move into. If you're going to get a bachelor house or like a small house, it might as well be in the hills. Because if you're going to be somewhere flat, you might as well just get a big house that you can procreate in.
Yeah.
You get the hills, you have a view, you got a pool, it can be fun. It's still a house, you're on your own.
You'll always have Yolanda.
Yeah, I will.
Who's Yolanda, Benji?
Yolanda's the housekeeper who helped raise me. She's been there since I was about 1 and a half, and she still works for my family, and I take after her most out of anyone.
What qualities?
I don't put up a fight. Neither does Yolanda. I'm sort of unaffected by drama happening around me. Like, when my family was fighting, Yolanda sort of, like, kept her chill. And I'm sort of good at that. Like, when there's a lot of negativity going on, I can sort of remain me. I'm not... A lot of my siblings have, like, tempers. Not, like, tempers, but, like, anger and... Not even anger, but they're, like, aggressive in a way that I'm not aggressive. I can get aggressive, but I'm not... I'm more, like, a virgin Catholic Mexican woman than the rest of them.
Wow. I'm really...
Even my mom admitted it, that I'm most like Yolanda.
Maybe you're Yolanda's baby.
No, I don't think I am. I just think
you
they...
look Mexican.
I'm not Mexican, and I'm not Yolanda's baby. She was just there a lot. My mom's a workaholic. My dad was working, hanging out with friends, so...
I think we're going to wrap it up soon.
Did I make the cut? Are you going to air this?
This is great. You're doing great. You're positive. You're honest. Do you feel there's anything that we didn't cover that you really have itching to talk about inside you?
I've been wanting to make a bit about, but I don't have any jokes for it yet, about how stole money from my house.
Wait, what?
Oh, I never told you about this?
No. Actually, can you explain the whole thing?
I was sleeping with a shady chick who hangs out at the Comedy Store and sleeps with comics. And then one night I slept with her and she wouldn't leave my house. And I was just like, I got to get out of here. I got to get away from her. And she stole money from my house, like a couple $1,000s.
What?
Yeah.
Where was this money that she found it?
It was like hidden under a drawer. It was like a shelf, but you can like, you have to like move the shelf and it's like underneath it. And she found it.
How would someone even know where that is?
I don't know. She's a shady bitch.
She ransacked.
Now I hide my money way better, and I'm very cautious.
Did you see her after that?
I did, and it's just really awkward.
Have you said anything?
I Facebooked her.
What'd you say?
I was just like, I know you think I'm like made of money, but like this really affects me emotionally and my financial situation. That's like a lot of money you stole, and she just denied it. And then she'll always make it seem like, oh, well, you told people that we had period sex on stage, so that's why I did it, is kind of what she's saying.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's pull back a little and let's get a closer look with a clearer eye.
Shoot.
You, this girl, I know who she is. She's just a girl that looks like she's kind of pretty, but is very ill.
Yeah, I'd say she's mentally ill, yeah.
She had sex with you, and she, I do remember you telling me, personally, not on stage, that she perioded in your bed.
Yeah, we had period sex, and there were like bloody handprints all over my linens.
And you were okay with that, though?
Yeah, I was going through a phase where I was just, you know, down for whatever, but I broke out of that phase. I'm into monogamy now. I'm trying to focus on just not banging random people anymore.
Right, okay, so you had period sex. How many sexual encounters did you have with this woman?
Total, I would say 3 to 4.
Okay, and it was on the very last encounter that she stole money from you?
Yes.
How long after the encounter did you discover that she'd stolen money?
Within a day.
Oh, so you check your money stash like every few hours?
No, I just go, I grab 100, go, oh, you know, okay. Just grab some cash.
So is it possible she saw you grab money from there?
Possible, but I don't think she did.
Okay, so you find out that you find your money is missing. And by the way, you left her alone there. And how and why? What was that?
Because I just had to get away from her. She's a fucking bonkers nightmare and she wasn't like leaving. And I was just like, clearly, it's just so awkward when you're having sex with someone you have nothing in common with that you like don't want to be even more rude. So you're just like, I'm leaving. Stay here if you want. See ya.
Why couldn't you say, I gotta go. You have to leave too.
Because I'm an idiot. And I that's how I had to learn that lesson.
Was this at your old house?
No, this was at my bungalow.
Oh, so this is not that long ago.
This was, remember when I went to the Bacara?
Yes.
It was because this happened and I freaked out and I didn't know what to do. So I went to the Bacara, a really nice resort by Santa Barbara.
Oh my God, this is getting better. So you find out the money's gone. What's your first action?
I don't remember.
What do you do?
I think I called her. I had to talk. I talked to Sandy about it. Sandy had money stolen from him once. So he was good to talk to. He gave me good advice.
Who stole money from him?
I don't know if I should say. Let's just say it's some, he believes it was someone we know's mother.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay. So you called Sandy. Did you call her?
I think I tried to. I don't know. I don't remember now. It was a while
ago. The only way that...
There's nothing you can do when someone steals cash. It's like, what am I going to do?
So
it's
the
cash,
only
it's
way,
gone.
But, well, here's the interesting thing to me. Someone steals cash from me. I'm thinking, this is embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Do I have it in me to say, like,
I was humiliated.
Money?
It was one of the worst feelings I've ever had. It was like a mixture of being, like, violated and embarrassed and humiliated and, like, losing a lot of money you really need. It was, like, the worst experience ever.
Oh, and so you Facebooked her.
I Facebooked her.
What exactly did that say?
What I told you, it said that just like, I was like, I feel really violated. This is crazy. And that I know you think I have a ton of money, but this is like so much money that you took from me that this really affects me.
And she reacted by saying I didn't
pretending like she didn't know what I was talking about.
And anything happened after this?
No, I mean, I'll see her at the store and I just, cause part of me, like I told you, I work on like not being like, trying
blaming.
To be more positive.
Yeah.
So part of me was like, I got to go to the comedy store and tell management not to let her hang out there anymore and this and that. And then I was like, don't. Like, she gave you every sign she could that she was shady and this is your fault and you have to stop blaming everything and trying to fuck everything up more and take control over things to try to make you feel better and just accept it.
But you said that she indicated that she said it. Like something along the lines of like you talked about my period.
Yeah.
How did that come up?
She says it in like a really creepy, weird way. She's such a creep. Even just having this conversation and thinking of her face creeps me out.
What did she say?
She said that like, yeah, well, you know, like you talked about me on stage and yeah, so there's that. Stuff like that. She won't come out and say it exactly, but she's a fucking criminal, man. She's shady and she robbed me.
She ruined some linens.
Period blood comes out of linens. It's mostly mucus.
It's not mostly mucus. I don't
With
know
the girls
what
I dated is. Hey-o.
I don't know what that means.
It's mostly like discharge and stuff.
I don't know about that.
I guess it's, I don't either. I don't have a vagina.
It's blood.
All right.
But it is period blood. It is a different blood. I guess, whatever. That's amazing. Do you have any other stories about people robbing you? Or about sexual encounters, I feel, could really open up a hole here with just goodies.
No. I've slept with my grandma's assistant. Crazy Asian girl. No, I mean, that's pretty much it. That's probably one of the juiciest ones. Last girl I slept with, nothing crazy. She was so hot. She doesn't like me anymore. Getting used to that feeling. Getting used to it.
I know, man.
It gets easier and easier. It's almost like a joke now.
It is.
It is.
Well, that's exciting. I didn't know that you were robbed. I know that you did the period thing, but I didn't know it ended with a robbery. That makes
sense. I was so embarrassed at first that I couldn't tell anybody. I only told my sister and Sandy. Those were the only people I told.
I don't blame you at all. That's a like terrible thing.
It was terrible.
I have a roommate who I think stole a piece of jewelry from me, but like I don't talk about it because it's just like...
Yeah, it hurts.
What are you going to do? It does hurt. It's a weird feeling.
It's a weird feeling. It's a violating feeling. It's terrible.
Yeah, because it's more than just losing that thing. It's like...
And I'll see her at the store sometimes and I'll be like, I bet she'd fuck me. And I bone her. That's how retarded I am. The girl who robbed me can still make me bone her in a commercial place. Like in a... Not even in a residential property. I'm bonering at a bar. I'm fucking a terrible, disgusting person.
It's okay.
Aw, thanks, Esther.
It's okay, Benji.
I can't help my boner. It makes me do dumb stuff.
It's because you're a boy. That's what happens.
It's so stupid. That's also why I really just want a girlfriend. It just prevents you from doing so many dumb things.
Really?
Girlfriends and weed. If you can find a girlfriend who smokes weed, like between weed and your girlfriend, you will never get into any trouble at all.
Wait, why a girlfriend who smokes weed?
Well, I'm just saying, or a girlfriend who's cool that you smoke weed. You won't end up going out on dates, spending money, dating shady girls. You won't get any STDs. You'll be able to, like, have a better life. You won't stay out as late.
I feel like the majority...
You'll hang out with your guy friends who are stupid.
I feel like the majority of comedians I know are, like, anti-girlfriend.
Yeah, you know what? And that's kind of horseshit. Yeah, they're anti-girlfriend because they keep getting their hearts broken because they want to lose themselves in a girl. But, no. I mean, yeah, that's bullshit. If you can find a girl who gets comedy and gets what you're doing, then that's totally fine. But if you can't, yeah, you don't want a girlfriend, but you could say that about any career.
Right. So you're pro-girlfriend.
I'm pro whatever works for you, man.
That's why you're just a great guy, Benj.
Aw, thanks, Esther.
I think that should be our final thought here. Is there anywhere we can find you if we want more from you?
Watch The Burn if it comes back. I'm pretty sure it will. So look out for my jokes there. I'm on Twitter at Benji Aflalo, BenjiAflalo.
Very funny stuff.
Feel free to tweet at me or hate me. And that's pretty much it. And I do comedy in LA.
Yeah. At the Comedy Store.
Yeah, I got no road gigs coming up.
No upcoming gigs. Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad you were here.
Do you have any upcoming gigs?
No, of course I don't. Okay, so. I wasn't making fun of you. I was making fun of us.
Oh.
Together.
Oh, that could be your next podcast name. No upcoming gigs. No, comma, upcoming gigs. No.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for being here. I really do appreciate your presence on this podcast.
Let's go eat.
Okay, bye. Creepy little Esther, stupid little Esther, she's in California, she's become a weird adult.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.